If you can cast your mind back to February, you may recall that in the worship group services, we are looking at the first three chapters of the book of Revelation, which contain messages for the seven churches of Asia, now modern-day Turkey. In February, we dealt with chapter one, and this week we are moving on to chapter two, which contains the message for the church at Ephesus. You may recall that the messages were revealed by Jesus to someone called John, possibly the same John who was one of Jesus' 12 disciples and who wrote the Gospel of John and the letters of 1, 2, and 3 John. The book of Revelation was probably written about 94 to 96 AD. So what do we know about Ephesus at that time? It was the capital of the region then known as Asia Minor. Tom, have we got a map of the area? Right. It was a major trading centre. See Ephesus over here. On the coast. It's no longer on the coast, but it was on the coast then. So a major trading centre by both land and sea. And together with Alexandria in Egypt and Antioch in Syria, one of the three most influential cities in the eastern part of the Roman Empire. It contains some amazing buildings, and at that time, the temple to the goddess Artemis, which was one of the seven ancient wonders of the world. A major industry for the city was the manufacture of images of the goddess Artemis. And if you have a look in Acts chapter 19 after the service, you will see that Paul's preaching of the gospel in Ephesus almost caused a riot, as the silversmiths, making models of the goddess, felt that their trade was being undermined by Paul saying that man-made gods were not gods at all. Paul spent about 3 years teaching in Ephesus, and he kept in contact with the Christian community there after he left by letter. And the example of the letter is, of course, a letter to the Ephesians, which we can find in the Bible. All that remains of the Temple of Artemis now is a column and a few scattered stones. However, some of the other buildings have fared better. And Tom has got a picture of the Library of Celsus. So we think of our public libraries today. So this is 2,000 years ago, and they had their own magnificent library. It's a beautiful and ornate building. It was begun in 114 AD and finished in 135 AD, so slightly after the time that the book of Revelation was written. And it was paid for by a man called Tiberius Julius Aquila, and he built it as a tomb and as a monument to his father. And that's the Celsus part, the Library of Celsus, so it was named after him. Celsus was a former Roman consul and governor of the Asian province. Money was left so that scrolls could be purchased and the building maintained. And the scrolls were kept in little niches set into the walls of the building, and the library could hold about 12,000 scrolls. You've got to remember, in those days they didn't have books as we know them, but they would have a rolled up scroll of paper to look at. Then the next picture, this is one of the main streets in Ephesus. Curates Street. And it's made of marble and it's made of stone. And originally it would have been bordered by columns. I think we can see some of the columns left. And pedestals with statues on. And friezes of pictures carved in stone. And behind that, there would be buildings. And they say that it used to be a colonnade a bit like, I suppose, an ancient shopping centre. So you would go in, you would have shops, houses, and you walk down these huge colonnades with columns at the sides. So even though this isn't now very much ruined, I think you can get an idea of what a magnificent place this was. And the name of the street refers to mythological creatures who were semi-gods. That's Curetes. Then the next picture is of the theatre. This is one of the best-preserved buildings in Ephesus. At the time when Revelation was written, it was on three floors, and it could seat 24,000 people. The actors were all males at that time, and they would wear a mask to denote the character they were playing. And the theatre is still in use today for performances. They still do plays there. And I have sat in there and sang some hymns, a group of other people, not on my own, yes. And it's amazing, the acoustics. It's so well designed. You can hear a pin drop on the stage right at the back. It can be seen, therefore, that at this time, Ephesus was an important, vibrant, educated, multi-faith community with considerable wealth. So how easy could it be to establish a Christian community there? What need did they have for the good news of Jesus Christ? And what message did Jesus have for the early Ephesians in Revelation? We will hear that a bit later on in the service.